The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council. I'll be grazing by your window. Please come pat me on the head. Just wanna find out what you're nice to me for. When I look up, don't think I don't know about all the scabs you dread. It's hard to stomach the gore.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Sebado, our second Sebado song of the day, or of the morning. Soul on Fire from the Bubble and Scrape record. Before that, Dinosaur Jr. in a Jar from You're Living All Over Me. And then we heard a very sweet song, Me Again, from Tied to a Star. That was a Jay Maskus solo record. And then What Else is New from Where You Been from Dinosaur Jr. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here. You know, it's funny, I showed up and I thought I had a theme, and then it's kind of turned on me. You know, I didn't realize this, but I was thinking it was a Dinosaur Jr. record. It's actually a Jay Maskus solo record, so that's why I couldn't find the song that I thought I had, because I was looking the wrong way. You know, it's like, you got to give me some, cut me some slack here. It's the morning. I'm usually a nighttime guy. You know, I kind of hadn't had my coffee. You know, I was asleep, you know, basically half an hour before I show up here. So, anyway, all right, let's move on. Enough excuses. Let's hear this. Big song. Huge hit. I think this may be their biggest one. The Feel the Pain from Without a Sound. 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Get off the attack. Let's
1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. There we go. Two indie punk legends together, Kim Gordon and Jay Maskus. That's Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. That came out in 21. I think she had a solo record, which we debuted here on the show. And she came by and hung it up. Huge idol of mine, and the two of them together, great, making beautiful music together. I guess if she can't be with Thurston Moore, at least she can be with Jay Maskus. Before that, Dinosaur Jr., Puke and Cry from Green Mind, and we heard Almost Ready from Beyond before that, and then it was Feel the Pain, had to be their biggest single, most successful. I don't know if it was on TV or music or movies or what, but I feel like that's the one song everybody knows from them, if you were alive in the 90s, that is, from Without a Sound. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO, so I'm just a little confused here in the studio. I came in looking for Dinosaur Jr. on vinyl, and I was unsuccessful in my search. And then I looked in the local section, and there it was, three records, one EP, Bug, and also Just Like Heaven, the single. So I don't really get why that's local music. I mean, they're from Amherst. It's the same state, but it's like 2 hours away, and it's sort of not really local. I mean, local makes me think, you know, here in Medford, Greater Boston area, that's definitely not Amherst. I think they're expanding their definition of what local is little too much. That's my editorializing here on how things are organized in the studio. All right, up next, it's this one. They always come from Bug, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Med for WMFO.
Well, I've been trying for it.
It's slow. something, babe, you ought to know. I won't cry if you won't buy, but if we're both kind of stumble, maybe I'll say hi. That's my best. I never try that much, cause I'm scared of feeling out of healing touch. You gotta get through my maze and pass every test, cause I'm choosing one love to tattoo across my chest.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Severed Lips from their first record, Dinosaur. You know, it's funny, I thought that record was a lot noisier and a lot heavier. Maybe that's just the one kind of more mellow, take on their sound in the early days. Because it's, if you listen to Nirvana's first record, that would be Bleach. Everything seems like kind of like hard and sludgy and really sort of like, edgy. And then About a Girl comes up, and then it's sort of different. And maybe this is their About a Girl. I don't know. Anyway, before that, Show Me the Way, I did not know that was a Peter Frampton cover, I have to say. I was just kind of like, oh, here's a song. I don't really know it. And I neglected to notice that the credit underneath the song was given to P. Frampton. Did not figure that out until I heard the song. Before that, Raisins. So we took that from the Where You Been Expanded Edition. That was live at the St. Paul Civic Center in June of 93. So, of course, Raisins is a track from You're Living All Over Me. But we had, it's funny, a lot of these live versions of songs that are on expanded reissues of records, especially that once they get to be 20, 30 years old, I find the sound quality is not quite that great, especially that one. It sounded like they were in like an echo room or a chamber or something. It was this really weird echoey type thing. I mean, you'd think Jay Mascis would be pouring over these master tapes and making them impeccable. I don't... Seems strange. Anyway, It's just more content for people to absorb. They always come from Bug, started things off on that set, and we'll start off that our set now with another track from Bug. This one is called Budge, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Med for WMFO.
Yeah.
Thousand Points of Light, breaking in here in the middle of Not the Same from Where You Been. I love this song. The vocals are kind of like Neil Young-ish with that falsetto. Love it. Before that, Whatever's Cool With Me, we actually played that off the Green Mind Expanded Edition. I think that was released as a single originally. Maybe an associate with some film, I can't remember. Anyway, we started the set off with Budge from Bug. Last track of the morning is going to be my favorite track from Dinosaur Jr., the first one that I ever heard from them. I guess I was a tad late to the Dinosaur Jr., I guess, fan base on 120 Minutes with Dave Kendall on MTV. Sorry, that was my Dave Kendall impression. I heard The Wagon, and we're going to hear this from Green Mind. Last track of the morning. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.